Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Woo! Today, we are very excited to welcome John Flynn, an NYC-based writer, actor, and storyteller. You know him for stand-up and storytelling around town.
Oh, all over town. We peeped a little bit online. We did some digging, and we found out that you worked with RuPaul.
A little bit, yeah.
We are absolutely obsessed with
RuPaul. Huge RuPaul fans. Mm-hmm.
And also his current shows. He does a lot of storytelling at Nights of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. You can also see his open mic storytelling show, Oh Hey Guys, which is at UCB East on...
Every Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Perfect. Awesome.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I've seen John many times tell tales. He's a wonderful... Wonderful raconteur.
Oh, shucks, guys.
Some of your stories have stuck with me.
Oh.
I don't want to give away too. No, but the ones I've like heard you tell, I still think about and giggle to myself.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
In each episode, when we bring our guests on, we like to wine and dine them because we're classy folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we ask them what their favorite beverages are. Now, John is such an open-minded gentleman.
Such a friendly gent.
Pretty much, yeah.
That he just said, you know what? Anything you guys want to bring, I'll drink.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to find something real weird for John.
And what we came up with, well, Rogue is a Portland, Oregon brewery.
That's where I'm from.
Diana's hometown. And they make some fine beers. This one we found is a tie-in, a cross-promotional beer with Voodoo Donut, which is a donut shop in Portland, Oregon.
They have really weird, like, stoner donuts with cereal on them.
Oh, yeah.
And Pepto-Bismol frosting and stuff for hangovers.
Oh, wow.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little terrifying, but...
Yeah, I ate one once. It was a lot. But this is their bacon maple ale.
Wow.
So we're going to crack this number open. And let's...
Are you a beer drinker, John?
Sure. Somewhat casually. I wouldn't say I'm like... one of those people who's really super like into brews and hops and all that nonsense.
Well, this beer feels like one of those kind of beers.
Yeah. A hefty beer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chunks of bacon. That's good.
No, that, yeah.
I expected it. Here you are, lover.
Oh, thank you, dear. So, John, you have one of those jobs, I feel like, where your romantic life and your job are kind of blurred.
Oh, you mean like by like as a storyteller, comedian type?
Yeah, like you share personal funny stuff in your day-to-day work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been much more challenging since I've been in a relationship for the past 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like the crazy things don't happen quite as often as they used to back when I was a single guy town.
Is it harder to like... produce fodder for crazy stories?
Yeah, because also it's that thing, like a lot of my stories too will be like the sort of like weird one-off thing that happened. It's just like, I'm never going to see that person again. They're never going to know. Whereas if I'm talking about my boyfriend, people will be like, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
And he's going to know that I talked about this part of our relationship.
Right. Now, did he find out any interesting tidbits through the storytelling, or were you guys pretty much just open right out of the gates?
We were open pretty much out of the gates. He's also a comedian, and so he apparently... Before we had met, he had seen me. I was hosting Harold Night at the UCB Theater, and someone had leaned over to him and said, "That guy once had sex with a midget." Which is true. It's a story of mine. So, like, he knew some things about me before we started dating. And it was interesting to start this relationship with someone and be like, "I have a lot of stories that are out there that had not occurred to me that might somehow become a problem in my personal life."
I think it's better that way, though. I feel like
hasn't actually been a problem. It was just a sort of hesitant of
yeah.
It is interesting. This beer is actually really good. Do you guys like it?
Yeah, it's sweet. It's very sweet. I taste that maple for sure.
I feel like this would be a good beer at like a barbecue, like outside. Yep. Nice.
Some smoked meats. Mm-hmm. And some bacon maple ale from Rogue. What, as I'm plugging them, what in the world?
Are we even allowed to say brands on the podcast?
I think we can because it's not public access. I think.
Well, also, you're not saying we're all complimenting it, so I can't imagine someone wouldn't want us to.
They're not going
to
chase us down.
If we called it Swill, then they might be like, "Hey, guys, let's cool it.
Slow down."
Yeah.
Let's jump right into our first segment.
Alrighty.
This is Sexy Science. In this segment, we find some science and sex-related articles, and we rip them from the headlines and discuss them here with our lovely guest.
Nice.
Today, our article is Researchers Find Bisexual and Exclusively Gay Dolphins.
Oh.
No surprises there, right? We knew that was going on.
I've always heard that dolphins are pretty pervy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really kind of like a little rapey.
Aggressive. Yeah, they can get rapey. They can mm-hmm. definitely get rapey to porpoises and smaller creatures. I guess maybe even to each other. But yeah, so they're sexually very similar to human beings.
Right. Like they're more experimental. They're more pansexual. Uh-huh. They have like all sorts of partnerships. That's cool.
Which is. I also think it's probably... I don't know why. I feel like we all know chimpanzees, of course, but and bonobos. We all know about
bonobos
their sexual
are perverts.
Habits.
We've covered yeah.
just straight up perverts, but they're also land perverts. There's something about being underwater that I think makes it more of an elegant dance.
It does feel more sensual.
Yeah, doesn't
it? Because you're not mm-hmm. as restricted by gravity so right. much. You know, you can sort of do like. Have you guys ever like had sex in a pool?
I did have sex in a pool.
I've had sex in a pool.
You can achieve and maintain certain positions much easier and for longer.
I like want to think that, and I love the idea of it, and it's sexy and everything. But I sometimes feel like it's hard to get.
I think it's
friction,
good friction,
traction. True. Those things become really difficult.
I think the
really
actual like sex. Proper, like where it's like that the line is drawn and it's definitely sex might be harder. And I would imagine yeah. for women it would just be a little more terrifying just to be like, there's a lot of chlorine around.
Yeah, there's chlorine in my birth canal. Yeah.
I mean,
you can't get pregnant or get an STD in a pool, right, guys?
Chlorine kills
pretty
it
much,
all.
Pretty much, yeah.
We all know that.
That's science.
But wait, there was part of this article that I thought was really adorable. One herd of seven males spent 17 years together in an intimate and affectionate clique.
Well, wow. See, that's the interesting thing, because it's the like, intimacy. It's not even so much just the raw, rapey sexuality of the mm-hmm. dolphins, but it's the partnerships
the cuddling.
That go on for, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're, like, really smart and complex, so with that comes, like, the gamut of sexual.
Right.
Which is
that
cool.
That makes sense. That's cool.
Because
sometimes you don't want to have sex, you're just like, I just want to be touching someone.
I just mm-hmm. want to cuddle with, you know, mm-hmm. six other dolphin men.
Yeah, they all get it.
I love them. They're cute.
All right, we love dolphins.
They're like the Dolphin Village people.
Exactly.
All right, so our next, the next segment we're going to slide into here is a little number called Listener Love.
Mm.
Listener Mailbag.
Now.
Wow.
Every
love
time
mailbag.
I love that. So these are actual user submitted. What? People uh-huh. are using
listeners?
This podcast. Listener submitted.
Use us and abuse us, folks.
Please. Mm-hmm. And so these are listener submitted questions. This first one is came to us via email from Barbara in Seattle.
All right.
And mm-hmm. Barbara asks, my boyfriend and I were both chubby when we met. I recently got my shit together. I have been jogging and doing Pilates. I look better than I ever have. It's grossing me out that my boyfriend is still a fat slob. Any advice?
Yikes.
Ooh, that's tough.
That question started off really sweet and then...
Yeah, it was like, we just loved each other for us. And then she got real surface about it.
Yeah, she did. I feel like as she was finishing writing that, she was like looking across the room at this man on the couch. I was like, what am I doing?
Well, don't they say that like if you're in a relationship and someone starts... losing weight or doing something like that probably it's part of their mind that they want to either cheat or move on or something like that.
Ooh, that's interesting. It's like a physical manifestation.
Yeah, of like something you're like, something wants to change. And I've seen that happen in, not in my own experience, but with other couples where like someone really looks great and then not too long later, they've moved on.
Yeah, I think it's also that idea that when you're in a relationship for a while, you get more comfortable and then it's, I have nothing to prove anymore. So you start to get a little sloppy. Maybe.
I feel like, it usually goes the other way. Like when I'm in a relationship, I get like a little spare tire around my stomach and I go out for ice cream every night with my lover. Mm.
Right, of course. Because also that thing too, like when you're first dating, you're like, oh, you want to do something. So it's the easiest thing to be like, let's get food. And then, you know, like you have dinner, it's going well. Like, let's keep this going. Let's get some dessert somewhere and let's keep drinking.
And that just doubles and triples.
So
I would say though, you could at least float it if you're not cheating on this person already.
Has he gotten bigger, though, is the question.
That might be a thing.
Well, also, I think there is a shallow element here, but I do think there's something to be said for being healthy.
Absolutely.
Like, it would be really hard if you did make a big life change to get your shit together, and mm-hmm. your partner, you were, like, watching them just, like, slowly kill themselves. I mean, I don't know how extreme this is, but, you know, like, if you're imagining,
like an extra 20 pounds. We're like, he's pretty much housebound.
This obese man,
his heart is ready to explode.
all right, so yeah, so maybe suggest he get a little bit healthier just because you care about him, and if you don't, then
or maybe even like don't even say, like, just sort of plan activities that will foster that. Because there's that thing, too, of, like, you know, if you just start being a little bit healthier, then suddenly that also can snowball. And so you could be like, oh, that hike we went on was a lot of fun. Oh, I should do that more often. You know, I don't know. Maybe,
yeah, I think that's
maybe
a good...
rather than just sort of make it like a, meh, you're too fat. Like, be like, hey, let's go do this thing.
Right.
Perfect. So the advice is sneak attack.
Sneak attack.
Love that. Okay, our second question comes from Christopher in Vancouver, BC. We got this via our Facebook page. A few weeks ago, I was in a bar scuffle. It got pretty bad and a lot of people jumped on. I got pinned. When I looked up, my aggressor was a very muscular woman. This aroused me more than anything ever has. What does this mean? What?
Yeah.
Taylor Moore says
congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a thing. This is a legitimate thing, I think, that...
Yeah, a lot of people like to be dominated.
Right.
Yeah.
Even specifically in a... I can't remember the name of the club, but if you Google this, Christopher from Vancouver, there's like... You can pay per hour to just wrestle women, and it's like large, really... in shape women that you
buff
can just
ladies.
Yeah,
right.
And there's nothing sexual involved in that.
Well,
I mean, below the surface,
it's
I
just mean sexual. Boners. Right, right, yeah. Right. I mean, it is inherently charged.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. A bar fight is a very bizarre place for that discovery. I think.
Well, I feel like this is like Wonder Woman. She like pinned him and like stopped the bar fight. I mean, I'm seeing this as like a really romantic way to meet.
A really romantic bar fight. How many bar fights have you witnessed or been a part of?
Zero.
All right, that explains a lot.
So it is sexual, it is romantic, and you should seek out possibly the specific woman who pinned you down and maybe see if she's willing to do it again.
Yeah, I wonder, did he get her number? Probably not.
Yeah, just keep going back to that bar and just start picking fights with people.
She will just appear from a phone
booth.
Christopher, pick more fights with women in bars.
This next question here was submitted. This is a tweet that came to us from Doyle. Why do hand jobs get such a bad rap?
I think because they're so easy to do wrong.
Yeah, it takes a specific...
Well, I think it's that thing because it's like we all get, I think for the most part, our first hand jobs are ourselves, or the majority of our hand jobs are from ourselves. And so like we just instinctively know the amount of pressure, the rhythm that you want it to be. So like you have to get to the point with your partner where they can either tell what it is that you want or read you like, oh, now it's speed up, now a little firmer, now a little looser.
Right.
As opposed to like.
Yeah, well, I think.
Murph loves hand jobs.
I do love
And
it.
I
sure.
think the thing is.
I mean, on paper, they're delightful. There's what's not to like?
Well, I think like what. I think the deal is, like, I'm speaking just from, like, what I've, like, heard. I think people are more like, let's just have sex. There's something like that about it where you're like, you can go jerk off when you want, but that's not as exciting as a duo.
Yeah. I think it's also the nostalgic part of it. So I guess the idea is you got hand jobs before people were willing to have sex, and that was like a stepping stone, maybe like a first base or a second base.
So it's like a step
that
backwards.
That is not
it feels like...
first base.
Right. Well, yeah.
In
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, it was first base.
Wow, so progressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. But yeah, I think the thing I love about them is the intimacy of being like that close, because I feel like with oral sex, there's a little bit more of a disconnect. I mean, you could always 69, but then there's other things going on. But
69
I feel like is tough because you have to work and enjoy something, relax and work at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
It's
and then
like
it's also like the height thing, because unless you're
that
perfectly
better be on
designed
par, yeah.
to be like, oh, okay.
You're scrambling.
No one's sort of like craning their spine
right.
to crunch themselves.
Somebody
to make it
has
work,
a hunchback or, and
yeah.
somebody else
and it's
is...
like, are you on your side? Is someone like... getting choked. I don't know.
Yeah, for that, for me, I'm either really enjoying it or I'm giving like the best head of my life, but it's never both.
Right.
It's that thing where you're patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Mm-hmm. Like you just can't do both.
Yeah, it's tough.
Unless you're a professional.
Unless you're in like Cirque du Soleil.
The Cirque du Soleil. Clowns give the best tug jobs. That's the advice.
Everyone knows that. So who is this? Doyle, find a clown. Love that bell.
This segment.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This
got
one,
real Barry White in here.
This is a rapid fire segment.
Okay.
We call this one six sextions.
Alrighty. Sex questions.
Okay.
And we're just going to fire some questions at you.
All right.
And
just some
more free association. You're just going to answer.
Fast.
All right.
Fast and loose.
Cool. Fast and loose. Ready? Let's dance.
John, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual partners.
And what's the sexiest animal?
Horse?
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
A young Scott Bakula.
Oh, yes. What's the best song? What's the best song to have sex to?
Anything by Prince.
Good one. Okay, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed.
What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Funny.
Good.
That has been six extras. Now let's take a quantum leap for a moment.
Yeah, we need to talk about some of that stuff.
Let's do that. So what is it about Bakula?
I don't know. He's
handsome as hell.
He's very handsome. I don't know. There's something very sexy about him. I discovered before he was on Quantum Leap, he did a couple Broadway shows, and so that's how I first sort of like came in contact with him. And I actually for a while he did a Playgirl spread years ago when he was much younger. He wasn't ever naked, but he was shirtless a lot. So I bought that issue. I had that. That was on.
Do you still have it?
I think I have it. I just took out the pictures that he was in, and for a while they were on like a vision board in my bedroom.
Yes, love the old.
And I would
vision
like forget board. That it was there, and then people would come over and be like, "Is that Scott Bakula on your wall?" Because it's like very random.
The other follow-up question I have is, what makes the horse sexy?
I don't know. I don't usually think of animals. For some reason, I first was thinking maybe a dog, but like there's so many different kinds of dogs.
Yeah, it's not specific enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, horse.
I guess maybe the horse too,
I think it's just the similarity
the power
in genitals.
Power.
Well,
yes.
I was gonna go. Oh, yeah. Oh no, it's the running and leaping abilities. Yeah. No, I was just thinking the big old horse cock. I don't know.
That's funny because I was thinking long legs and graceful. So we all have different.
We all have different reasons.
We all see the horse differently, but it is still the horse.
It's still a sexy ass mammal. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Our next segment is PC Spotlight. Put the spotlight on a hot power couple that we want to discuss. Today we are talking about Rhea Perlman. You know her from Cheers and her children's book series, Auto Undercover.
And Mr. Danny DeVito, who you know from Taxi and currently on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Any thoughts on these guys, John?
Well, are they getting back together again?
They did.
Oh, they did.
I just read about it.
Yeah, because that would have been a sad ending. The greatest power couple of all time, no longer together. But there was a bumpy period.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, yeah.
I feel like there were a couple that we all wanted them to be together.
Yeah.
They just looked. Yeah, they and not just like oh, their height. Fit, like they could probably 69 perfectly together.
Yes, I mean, great.
But also just like they do have a sort of like similar sort of like feel or tone about them. You know what I mean? Like if they were in a project together, you wouldn't be like, that doesn't make sense. But like,
I feel this could be sound all sorts of ways, but I feel like the reason why I think they're so sexy together is because I could see them as like cool parents. I remember I watched an old Saturday Night Live on Netflix a couple weeks ago, and they co-hosted together.
Oh, okay.
It was one from like the 80s, and it was awful, as many of them were from the 80s, but those two were just delightful together to see. And I feel like they would just be like, you'd be like, that if they were my mom and dad, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, so they're just a great partnership, makes them. I kind of feel
that way,
too. I think
they're more like the coolest aunt and uncle you would have.
Right.
Like
when
your parents were like, oh, we're going out tonight, but
we want
Uncle
Rhea and
Rita and Rita. You'd be like, yes.
They definitely like get you drunk for the first time.
Yeah.
Go out.
They're like cool about it. And they're sort of like,
40 years. Is that how long
they've been together for 40 years.
And they have kids, right?
I don't think they do. Am I wrong?
I think they do. I would love to know how tall their kids are.
3 feet and 2 feet?
They're three apples tall. They can convert this nerve.
Well, this is a weird thing, but I went to a live taping of SNL last year with Charlie Day as the host.
Okay.
So they brought Danny DeVito on for the
Always
Sunny.
Or oh, okay,
yeah, like tie-in. And Rhea was there just to support. And she was standing right behind me with the biggest smile on her face, just there to support Danny. And
aww.
I was like, I fucking love these guys. Like, I was like, Carla, you know, like, I don't know. It's
yeah,
just
there
like,
was something about when it was like they're breaking up that sort of felt like, no, come on,
awful.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, it reminded me of, and this is, they're not a couple anymore, but like when Kenneth Branagh and what was her name?
Oh,
Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Like when they were a couple and they broke up, it was like, come on, you guys were perfect.
Yeah, it's rare, but there are a few couples where it feels like your parents are getting divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rhea and Danny, we're rooting for you.
We love you guys.
Anything we can do to help make it work.
Give us a call. All right.
So this next saucy little segment we like to do is called Virtual Sugar.
Ooh.
What we do.
If you haven't gathered what the segment is from that amazingly illustrative sound cue designed by our producer, Taylor Moore. This is a...
This is where we set up a... We scoured OkCupid. This is a real OkCupid profile that we pulled.
Okay.
We want to take you on a date.
All right.
And this...
It's an improvised date, but this is a real profile.
Okay.
You know, a real person.
And...
All right. This is Porkbelly 420. That's his moniker. And the location we're taking you to is Ray's Little Silver Seafood Restaurant.
Ray's Little Silver. Is this in Little Silver?
Yes.
Little Silver, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Did you pick that because that's where I'm from?
Yes.
All right.
We want you to be comfortable on this date.
Okay.
Ray's has the best seafood in Little Silver, New Jersey, from what Yelp has told us.
I don't think there's that much competition. My God.
No, we were hard-pressed to find a restaurant in Little Silver.
Yeah, well, the people who live there are hard-pressed. There's an A&P and a Chinese restaurant. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, there were a lot of Chinese restaurants.
There were a lot of Chinese restaurants.
Okay, so Murph will be playing Porkbelly 420, and I'm going to do any, like, ensemble work.
Okay, awesome. So, all right, so all I know is that his profile name is Porkbelly.
Yeah, first date.
All right, first date.
Oh, I just have to get the scallops.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the scallops here are delicious.
Yes.
Do you want to... So pork.
Yes, pork. Well, you can call me David, but my real name is David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Porkbelly. Well, I mean, I was a self-confessed foodie for most of my 20s.
Oh, nice.
And so
that's the time to do it.
Oh, yeah. You know, cuz you can enjoy it then. Now
exactly,
you got to work for every,
like,
goddamn meal you have.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I enjoyed pork a lot. It's just a thing. It was my AOL instant messenger name from way back, so I just kept it forever.
We didn't know then how silly it would be to have a silly
name. Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt. Can I get you something to drink?
Sure. Do you have any of Rogue bacon maple ale?
No, we have Bud Light and water and Coke.
I guess yes. I'll have all three of those.
One of each, please?
Yes.
Great.
Oh. I love that you are a connoisseur of good beers.
Oh, well, you know, I was a bit of a beery in my 20s as well.
Oh, you know, if we had met 10 years ago.
Well, we'd be enormous, but then one of us would lose weight and then
we would
be
just
over.
Be huge fat fucks, and one of us would leave the other, whoever it was less sloppy.
But what glorious, glorious 20s we would have.
Oh, my word. So I am... really trying to go to college. I've never gone to college. And
oh,
I wanna,
really?
Yes. I went right from high school and became a dancer, and that paid the bills for a while, but now...
But again, not in our 20s anymore.
Like, no.
You really have to reinvent yourself.
I really do, and I want to go to college. Where did you go to school?
Well, I actually went to two colleges. First, I went to Bard, but then that was too weird, so I then transferred to Hofstra University on Long Island.
Hofstra, I was looking at.
It's a very easy school to get into.
Well, that's great, because I don't even know if I could dig up my high school transcripts. So
you
so
probably don't
years.
Need them. You could also go to, you know, the Brookdale Community College around here and, you know, just get yourself started.
Wonderful.
Hi, guys. Sorry. Hey. We are out of water, so I brought you two Cokes and one Bud Light.
Okay. Sure. One Bud Light should be plenty.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to eat anything?
Scallops.
If you could just bring us
so many scallops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get an order of the buffalo scallops?
Yeah.
The lemon lime scallops and
the teriyaki scallops.
The teriyaki scallops.
Sure. I do have to say that the buffalo scallops are not made with real buffalo. We had an incident last weekend. I have to tell everyone that now.
Oh.
They're just spicy like wings.
They're spicy like wings. They're not like Ted Turner buffalo meat.
No.
Encased in the scallops.
It's wrapped with the scallop?
No.
Huh.
I'm so sorry.
Why don't we get a half order of that to try it? I've never had that before, so who knows?
Let's try it. Let's try it.
All right.
Wash it down with two Cokes and a Bud Light.
Yeah, just half a Bud Light.
Okay.
Bud Light is a really good palate cleanser.
It is. It's just a
the
bubbly water,
beers,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
So back when you were a dancer, like what, like were you like a modern dancer? Were you like
tap,
a theater dancer?
A lot of
tap.
Yeah,
oh,
tap.
Yeah.
Straight
oh,
tap.
Oh, tap. You don't need to. You can do tap until well into your 70s or 80s. You don't need to stop doing that.
My calves just turned into like a putty after a while.
Sure,
I overworked
sure.
them way too much. My calves are.
You've got to lift at the knees. That's the problem a lot of young tap dancers make. And then
it was a mistake that I've been paying for the rest of my 20s and now into
Fair
my
enough.
30s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I. I still, something draws me to at Hofstra University. How is their dance program?
Their dance program is fine. Mm-hmm. Some might say unremarkable. Mm.
Well, I'm not. I don't know that I'm in.
Hi, guys. I'm so sorry. We're out of scallops.
Oh.
But were you guys talking about the dance program at Hofstra? Because I actually am in that program right now.
Oh, really?
What in the?
Oh, wonderful.
Sorry, I was.
What's your
eavesdropping?
Your focus.
My focus is Hokey Pokey.
The Hokey Pokey.
Oh, that's an advanced
that's
study.
That's unremarkable.
In the dance program. Yeah, it is advanced. It's mostly, you know, hokey and pokey and a lot of like.
So do you do a lot
Eastern
of folk dancing?
European.
Is that sort of like a passion of yours?
I wouldn't say passion, you know, but
it's hard to get passionate
my parents
about folk
are,
dancing. I get it.
My parents are both folk dancers, so there's a lot of pressure.
Oh, sure.
My dad is actually Ray's. You know, he's Ray from Ray's Little Silver.
He's the owner of the
Seafood Restaurant. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice, nice.
Ray's
keep
little
that in the family.
Yeah, he's not just passionate about scallops. He's also a dancer.
He's also passionate about restaurateuring.
Can I get you guys something else?
Well, you know, I think we're actually going to, there's so many Chinese restaurants around, and we're really looking for scallops.
Yeah. Damn, the Chinese, they're taking everyone away from us.
Oh, Ray's daughter, you've now shown a darker side.
Well, I mean, if you want to join us, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much left on the menu.
Yeah,
so
you want
probably
the three of us?
Up and we could.
Sure, let's 69 at my place.
Let's take this dance somewhere else.
Let's dance. So that is a second date. I'm just going to go ahead and assume that the first date went really well.
John, will you go on a second date?
Absolutely.
With Pork Belly 420?
Sure. I mean,
this is our first second date.
Yeah! We did it!
Yay!
We did it.
That's amazing. Was it the tap?
I mean, it was just everything. I felt like we had so much more we hadn't figured out yet. We hadn't discovered.
We had a lot to
there
learn.
Was like, so it was like, but everything we did find, I was like, oh, okay, I could go with this.
Yeah.
I could keep this dance going.
I mean, it was a beautiful thing to witness.
I mean, we'll probably have to sit a lot because your calves are jelly, but.
My calves have been turned to mush.
You'll just carry him around.
From improper tap.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
All right, this is a
sad
part.
This is a sad part.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have to say thank you and goodbye.
What?
To John Flynn.
We just gave you an STD.
You just contracted syphilis from...
Oh, these damn microphones.
All right. You can check out All Things John Flynn on allthingsflynn.com. Well, I was getting to that. He does Nights of Our Lives, great storytelling show at UCB. Oh, hey, guys. Thursday, 6 p.m. at UCB East.
And also, do you have a show coming up, a special show that we
I
saw?
I have a new show. Yes, on April 20th, 420, at 420.
420.
It's, I'm workshopping a new one-man show called Baked about my time as a cookie salesman in New York City.
That's one of the stories that is my favorite.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I could listen to you tell it for 10 hours.
Well, I could talk about it for 10 hours.
That's
excellent.
Amazing.
Well, check out John Flynn with his one-man show at UCB and East. And we want to thank him once again for coming out.
Thank
it's been
you
a
guys
delightful
so much for having me.
Time.
This bacon maple.
Tweet questions at us at Diana Mulcahy, at Murph Meyer.
And you can also check us out at menageatrois.radio at Gmail. Check us out, meaning email us there. And also check out menageatrois.radio.com.
And thank you to Taylor Moore, our fearless producer, Ooh. Who was hungover after his birthday party last
Happy
night.
Birthday, Taylor Moore.
You did it.
Oh, quantum!
Look what you did.
Snaking it, a little
nice.
Bacula.
That's why
John
I have a
Flynn
boner.
Just got a little aroused. Yes, sir.
Boners.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com.